Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous year where we saw in the flows Mitaras Hashem, Al Pitaraso, Shem Reina Rabbeinu Agon, Rudavi Yitzhak Manzatzal, and we will continue. So we spoke about how the Eitz Hadas was different than all other trees insofar as that the Eitz Hadas, they ate out of their own personal ratzon, whereas all the other trees were eaten because that was their teva. So based on this, we can also explain why it says, when telling you that you're allowed to eat, telling Adam he's allowed to eat from all the trees of the garden, Eitz Hagan, Lashon Yachid, and not Lashon Rabim Atzei Hagan. Why Eitz Hagan, Lashon Yachid? Because he's eating from all of the trees for the same reason, that this is his Teva. So you can lump them all together and use a Lashon Yachid of Eitz Hagan. Now we can also explain the pasuk that says that God planted from the ground Kol Eitz Nechav Lamar, V'tov Lamachav, Eitz Hachayim, B'seich Hagan. So Rashi says, "V'emzagan tagamuklas also b'mitzius ginsa, smack in the middle of the garden." The Mizrahi says that normally we find a toch that is not emza, it's not mamish in the middle, but here there's a yitur, because here it already says v'yitzmach Hashem l'kim en adam. So we know that it's in the garden, so it doesn't have to say toch. What is toch telling us? It's mamish right in the middle, smack in the middle. But so if we have to understand that since toch doesn't normally mean smack in the middle, meichi teis that here it means smack in the middle. The Levush Ora discusses this. Also, the Ramban notes that in Pasuk Gimel it says when we pray Eitz Asher B'Soch Hagan, which is referring to the Eitz Hadas, you shouldn't eat from it. And it says B'Soch there also. So if the Eitz Hachaim was smack in the middle of the Gan, how could the Eitz Hadas also be smack in the middle of the Gan? And in the Ramban and the Gur Aryeh, and also if it's true that only the Eitz Hachaim was B'Soch Hagan, so why is that? If Eitz Hadas is also, excuse me, B'Soch Hagan, so why doesn't it say explicitly in the Pasuk that Eitz Hadas is B'Soch Hagan? It just says, Mipri Eitz Asher B'Soch Hagan, L'Soch Omeno. It doesn't say explicitly that we're talking about the Eitz Hadas. Only about the Eitz Hachaim it says, Ve'Eitz Hachaim B'Soch Hagan. So why by the Eitz Hachaim does it say B'Soch Hagan, and the Eitz Hadas, it's not explicit that the Eitz Hadas was B'Soch Hagan. So let's say for Mine Targima, and the Targum Mukulos is Omeid on this, based on what the Gur Aryeh here writes, we can answer what the Mini Targima said. But based on what we explained in the previous year, we can say as follows, that when it says B'Soch Hagan, it doesn't mean mamish the middle point. What it means is that everything else was around it. That's what it means, right in the middle. Right in the middle doesn't have to mean exactly the center point. Right in the middle can mean there's a thousand people there, and I was right in the middle of them, meaning you stood out. That's what it means, right in the middle. Right in the middle can mean stood out. That's what the B'Soch is telling us, when Rashi says B'Emtza Hagan, B'Mitzius Hagan. It doesn't mean B'Emtza mamish the middle point. It means B'Emtza in the sense that it is standing out from all of, or even without Rashi, but you can say that that's what the B'Soch is, that it's standing out from all of the other trees. Why? Because all of the other trees, why are you eating them? You're eating them because it's your teva. And they're all the same. But the Eitz Hachaim has a different tchuna. The Eitz Hachaim is v'chai li'olam. The Eitz Hachaim you're eating because it gives you life. It's not just, it gives you eternal life. Not just mechamas ha'teva. So since it's different in its tchuna from all the other baimel, from all the other trees, Memela it says B'Soch Hagan, whereas the Eitz Hadas, there you don't have to tell us, because there we already know, as the Ramban explained, that that's the tone of the Eitz Hadas, that you're not eating it out your teva, you're eating it out your ratzon, and therefore it doesn't have to say explicitly that it is B'Soch Hagan, but they were really both, they both stood out, and therefore they can both be called B'Soch. It just says it explicitly about the Eitz Hachaim, to tell you the Chiddush. The Eitz Hachaim also had this tchuna of being different from all the other Atzei Hagan, that you're not eating it out your teva, but rather because they, on a higher level, a person understands that it's v'chai la'olam, but it's not just something from his nature, and therefore it's a standout among all the other trees. But the Eitz Hadas, it's pashut that way, that they can only have a nisayon whether or not to eat it. If there's bechira, so memela, this must be coming from ratzon, this must be coming from a different place. Beautiful. So now we have the Lashon Yachid of Eitz. Now we have the B'Soch. And now, Megayit Vayter. So we can explain the Inyan HaNachash. B'Vaday Yada HaNachash V'Yada Chava Shehu Yodea Shelo Nesra Alehem Ela Achilat Eitz Hadat. He knew, she knew, she knew that he knew that the only the Eitz Hadas was Aser. But the Shaila here was She'ela shel havana ve'ha'amaka ve'limud ha'isur. It was really to get deep into the Isser, and that's what the Nachash was choker. Nachash was asking, Gur Gur alamdish shayla. Gur Gur, remember the Nachash was the conniving, cunning, he was Arum Mikol Chayos HaSadeh. He was the smartest of all of them. So therefore, he was asking here a very sharp question, being the Arum that he was. And that is the Isser on the Eitz HaDas, mitzad that it's the Eitz HaDas, and Memela, the Cheftz of the Isser, is only be'etz hadas and not b'sha'ar etzim? Or maybe no. The Isser is because this tree has a ratzon. And the Isser is to fulfill your personal ratzon. Lu yitzuyer, there'd be ratzon and other etzim, they'd also be Isser. And the fact that they're mutter is because on them there is no ratzon. So it emerges then that indeed the Isser b'chol atzei hagan. The Isser is b'chol atzei hagan, but the only hechitimtzi for the Isser, the Maisa, we have when there is das, because only then there is ratzam. So what's the Isser here? Is the Isser on the Eitz HaDas per se? Or is the Itzer on eating a tree eating from a tree out of ratzon? And that's what the Nachash said. Af ki amar Elokim lo sochlu mikol eitz hagan. It was said in a lashon of af ki. In other words, as we explained in the first shiur, based on Rashi, that in addition to the fact that God said, "Don't eat from the eitz hadas." Maybe there's an Israel called Atzei Hagan. Wait a second, how could there be an Israel on Kol Atzei Hagan? The Nachash saw them eating from the Kol Atzei Hagan. So the reason the Maisa you're allowed to eat from Kol Atzei Hagan is because Eitz Hagan. Ki amar Elokim lo sochlu mikol Eitz Hagan. Eitz Hagan is Lashon Yochid. The reason you're not allowed to eat from them, the reason the mice you're allowed to eat from them is because they're all lumped together, because there's no ratzon. But lu yitzuyer, that they're together ratzon, they'd also be aser. So that's what the nachash meant. Wow, that's a kasha, that's a chakira, that's a smart nachash. Even though God says, of course he knew that there was special aser on the Eitz HaDas, but he was asking about all the other trees, even though he saw the meaning from the other trees, but maybe it's only aser out to Eitz HaGan, because they're all lumped together. They're not aser. They're not mutter, each tree separately. Rather, it's because it's all one Eitz Hagan. In theory, it'd be Aser. Because if there would be Ratzon, and the reason it's mutter is because it's Mikol Eitz Hagan. It's because they're all one. They're all in the same category. They're all classified together as what's eaten not out of Ratzon, what's eaten out of Teva. And therefore it's mutter. So it's not mutter because stam it's mutter, only the Eitz HaDas was us, or all the other trees are mutter. But rather it's mutter because there's no ratzam. That was the Nachash's clair, that was his chakira. And on this, and for Chavale, she's my great grandmother, on this Chava answered, Mipri Eitz Hagan and Ochal, O Mipri. Mipri Eitz Hagan and Ochal. Umipri ha'etz asher b'soch hagan amar alukim lo soch lemen lo sigul v'al pentamusun. So from the fruits of the tree of the garden we can eat, and from the fruits of the tree that's b'soch hagan, that God says not to eat from. Klomar, she'ein hashoni bein etz hadat l'sh'ar ha'itzim mechamat shehem etz hagan ke'echad. The difference between the etz hadas and the other etzim is not because they're all Eitz Hagan, they're all one, and the Eitz Hadas is different because there's Ratzon. Ela Shagam Mipri Eitz Hagan Nochel. She is emphasizing the fruits. He madgisha et hanidon bepri haetz velo beetz atzmo. She's emphasizing that the issue here is the fruits of the tree and not the tree itself, like in other places where only the tree is mentioned. Because like we said, when it says etz, it means that it's all one etz, it's all one tree, because there's no ratzon. Kulu ke'etz echad u'kamin echad shel etzim. It's all one eighth. But she says, me pre, from the fruits. All fruits have different tastes. So now she is separating, she's distinguishing between all the different fruits and all the different trees. As I afshar lahagdiro ke pri echad, kmo etzel ha'etzim. Because by the Eitzim, it's all min echad. The peiros are different. And that's what the woman is saying. That even if all the trees would be different from each other, they wouldn't have the same gather. They'd be like peiros. Because peiros are all different. Even if they would have that status, we'd also be allowed to eat them. Because the Isser of the Eitz Hadas is mitzad the pri ha-mesuyam. It's mitzad the specific pre of the Eitz Hadas, namitzad the Ratzon. So she's answering, Chava was also a Lamdan, Lamdanit. She's answering the question of the Nachash. The Nachash was saying, maybe it's only Aser, it's only Mutarit from the other trees because there's no Ratzon. Really, they're all the same. No. Even if they'd be pre, even if we look at them as pears, as different fruits, as different, well, each tree's being different, it would still be mutter to eat from them. Because the isser of eating from the Eitz Hadas is not because of the ratzon aspect, whereas the other trees don't have ratzon, but rather it's an isser to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Not because it's ratzon, not ratzon, just because you're not allowed to eat from the fruit of the Eitz Hadas. That's what God decided. But not because I'm doing it out of ratzon. And therefore, instead of talking about the Eitz Hagan, she's talking about the Pri. Because she's distinguishing. They're all different, just like pears are all different. So to all the trees, in theory, even if they were different, they wouldn't have the same gather as being eaten out of Ratzon. They'd still be Mutter. Because the Isser is not eating out of Ratzon, or not Ratzon. The Isser is eating from the Eitz Hadas. And all of the trees are Mutter, just because they're not Eitz Hadas, not because they lack Ratzon. And therefore you can't lump them together as eight. So she said pre. So that's Nifla B'Yoser, and we still have a row to go to answer more kashas. And with Tzitzis Hashem Darkeinu, we already saw Dvarim Niflaim, and I'm hoping Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the financial means. Hopefully in the next year we will see more. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.